Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Becca Stevens is the kind of musicians with whom other musicians like to work. She's a singer and a multi-instrumentalist who's been enlisted by adventurous artists like Esperanza Spalding and Jacob Collier, both of who have been guests on the show. She was a member of the Lighthouse Band, the quartet David Crosby formed for his last album and subsequent tour. Stevens studied guitar in her home state of North Carolina before moving to New York to attend the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. Since then, she's put out a number of records as a solo artist, usually doing most of the writing and performing herself. But for her new album, Wonder Bloom, Stevens collaborated with more than 40 artists to produce a really eclectic, high-energy record that has elements of pop, folk, rock, and even a little bit of disco. An EP of Wonder Bloom is out now, and the full album comes out on March 20th. And Becca Stevens just very, very elegantly came in studio and sat down with her guitar. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Would you start us off with a song?
I'd love to. Here it goes. This is called I Will Avenge You from Wonder Bloom. Darkness is a hungry dog that follows me, eternally howling, begging for a bone. Apathy's the only remedy, 'cause misery craves company, and I'd rather be alone. You were a light in the alley, but you were a little unlucky, doing the best that you could do. And you had the nerve to save me, 'cause you saw a little good in me. So now I will avenge you. I will avenge you. I will avenge you. Humanity is a blind girl in the alley, and the bastard who took everything just because he could. Decency does nothing for me, 'cause it won't bring you back to me, but I'm gonna bring you home. And you were a light in the alley. You came for me when I couldn't see, fighting in the dark the best way that I knew. And you had the nerve to save me, 'cause you saw a little good in me. So now I will avenge you. I will avenge you. I will avenge. When they took your life, it pulled the fight right out of me. It follows me, eternally howling, begging for a bone. Decency does nothing for me, 'cause it won't bring you back to me, but I'm gonna bring you home. And you were a light in the alley, unveiling my unraveling. A little good in me. So now I will avenge you. I will avenge you. I will avenge you. I will avenge you.
My guest is Becca Stevens. That's from her new album, forthcoming album, Wonder Bloom. So it's so interesting. You study jazz, and then I mentioned your work with David Crosby, and people just heard you play acoustically. When you sit down to write, do you think about genre, or does the song come first, and then whatever genre it happens to be in, that's the way, so shall it be?
I don't think about genre when I'm writing. I try to first and foremost think about the story and the song and what's the best way to serve the song. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that'll inspire the song to go in whatever direction it goes in. And sometimes even after I finish the song, I'll sort of change it completely depending on whether or not I feel like it's serving that final outcome best.
Oh, that's interesting. So you've gotten to the complete end of a song, written the whole thing, and thought, nope, we're going to start again? Or do you pick what works in the song?
I maintain the stuff that's working and mm-hmm. then change the stuff that's not. So,
how do you know?
Well, it's just a feeling, you mm-hmm. know. It's like I have a connection or a relationship to what the ending potential is. And then if that is not being realized, then I'll take the things that I feel like there's a vibration of serving the song from these things. And then, so for example, maybe I've done like a folky setting and the lyric is working, but the folky setting is not. And then I take it away and create something that's sort of not a specific genre because I feel like that serves the song best.
That's really interesting.
Yeah,
I want to play a track from the new record called Good Stuff. Tell our listeners what they should be listening for in this track.
So this is a song that I wrote with a friend of mine named Kaveh Rastegar. He's an incredible bassist and songwriter that I work with out in LA sometimes. And when we were writing this song, we were just like at that point just writing something funky. There weren't any lyrics at that point. And then I went home and I was thinking about struggles that are inherent to especially women in the working world, and I was specifically thinking about women in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So you can think about that. You can think about maybe me going through a regular day or any woman going through a regular day and some struggles that she might face.
Let's take a listen to the track Good Stuff from Wonder Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Working twice as hard for half as much to get that satisfaction I can almost touch.
That's Good Stuff from Becca Stevens. That's got such great production. Did you always hear it as a funky jam?
I didn't. I mean, it was funky when we wrote it, but I didn't want to assume that that's how it would end up. It definitely got a lot funkier during the recording process.
It's funny. I can imagine it's sort of like, okay, more.
Right.
It's so interesting that you said what that song was about because our first guest this hour was Joan Osborne.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and so this week is the 25th anniversary of her first of If God Was One of Us being a big hit song. And I'd said, you know, Joan, you've been doing this. You had this great career. What's something you would have told yourself 25 years ago? And she was saying, you know, that you're beautiful enough, that you have it. Don't worry. Don't let the outside influences get to you, because you know, sort of the height of MTV and imagery, and she had her picture taken. She just wanted to sing. Does that resonate with you?
It's as if you planned the day perfectly. It really does resonate with me, and I think it would resonate with any artist. Art is such a vulnerable path, and you're constantly taking your insides out and putting them on the table for people to critique, and that can lead to a lot of self-criticism and also comparing yourself to other artists, the way you look, the way you sound, mm-hmm. your path, like, is it taking too long? Is it moving too fast? There's so many doubts that that we all run up against, and I think that her advice to her younger self is something that we can all give to ourselves every morning when we wake up.
My guest is Becca Stevens. In your new record, so you brought in 40 different people. Is that correct? Is the internet telling me the truth that you brought in 40 different people to collaborate on it?
That is correct, and that includes my nieces and nephews and Nick Hard's daughters. He co-produced, co-engineered the album with me, and just a bunch of musicians that it wasn't the plan to have that many guests, but as we were recording, we would think of someone and call them or text them, and just miraculously kind of all of the people we thought of were available. It helped that we were working on the album for 8 months, so.
Did anybody hear that it was just sort of a hootenanny happening?
No.
Hey, Becca, can I come be on your record?
No.
It says in literature that you co-engineered the record. So what does that mean?
Oh, it means that I pressed buttons, I plugged in cables, I edited.
What did that mean for you?
It was very empowering for me. It also was more cost effective, because there were times when Nick would be in one room mixing and editing, and I was in a completely separate room tracking my vocals and editing them, comping, stuff like that. So it allowed us to be able to get twice as much done, and it also... I'll say that it helped to maintain my artistic vision and voice, because all of this stuff that was coming in from 30 or 40 musicians that were collaborating on the album, I was going through all of their takes and picking my favorite performances. So it helped me kind of keep my voice in the end game.
My guest is Becca Stevens. Can we hear another song?
I would love to play you another song.
I'm very interested in this song.
Okay. And as I'm fine-tuning, I'll just tell you that this song is in dedication to a woman named Heather Heyer, who was the victim of... Yeah. I guess we could talk about it after, too.
Yeah. She was the woman who was killed.
Yeah.
About the Charlottesville.
Yeah, a couple of years ago in Charlottesville, she was peacefully protesting the Unite the Right rally, and a man drove his car through the crowd of people. He hurt a lot of people, and he killed Heather. So this is called Heather's Letters to Her Mother. Keeping me happy, fighting for the rights of the ones who need it the most. It's what I always wanted to do. Finally living by the words I learned. We've got nothing without love and one another. Hey, Ma, there was a new guy keeping me happy. But he had a problem being kind to people who don't look like him. And when I saw him looking down on my friends, I said, you'll never love me if you can't love them. This is not no
Omar. We're gonna stand strong tomorrow. So every child is able to sing with new meaning of peace and love and liberty. Their home is ever lost till we let freedom ring. 'Cause we've got nothing without each other. I wish you could see the streets today. Oh, we could cover so much ground when we hold each other up along the way. Everyone is proud to be here, 'cause liberty for you and me is the America. So, Ma, you got a new job from now on. You gotta finish my story, pick up from where I left off. And now they can't quiet us down. And every time they try, we'll come. Sing it out 1,000 times as loud. That we've got nothing without love. We've got nothing without love. We've got nothing without love. The America I know. We got nothing without love.
Becca Stevens' new album, Wonderbloom, comes out March 20th. She'll be at the Cutting Room on April 18th. Becca, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is All of It.